the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
What happens under the water is a mystery to most. Invasive species, like bighead carp, have created problems and mysteries in lake systems for years. Their behavior affects wildlife in the states of Mississippi, Ohio, Illinois, Kansas, Oklahoma, and even aquatic life in the Missouri River. But what is being done to eradicate populations of bighead carp? I'm Adair Seifert, and today, Dr. Quentin Phelps, Assistant Professor of Biology at Missouri State University, and Hae Kim, Biology Research Assistant, explains how they are using conservation outreach and research to save the Grand Lake.
Invasive species usually have a very unique life history characteristic, or they look different, or, you know, they look scary, or they're super invasive. And I think such was the case with big-headed carps, right? So big-headed carps are collectively grouping two big species of big-headed carps, the silver and the big head carp. These two fish occupy a similar area, and what I mean there is they're both plankton-feeding members of the carp family. The big head carp tends to get larger than the silver carp. And as it relates to filter feeding, it seems like there is a difference in the kind of plankton that these two will eat. Broadly speaking, big head carp seem to eat a little bit bigger plankton. And then silver carp eat a little bit smaller plankton, right? When people think of big-headed carp and these invasive carp species, you automatically kind of think about, oh, thousands of millions of fish just jumping out of the water and smacking you in the head, and you know, boaters can't go out and recreate and enjoy themselves. Generally, when we follow a lot of these invasion processes, we see that a lot of times it seems like big-head carp are very more nomadic, seemingly. There's a lot of them on the lower, where it connects to the Mississippi River, right? Because that would be a source. And they filter up, and as you keep going upstream, the silver carp seem to go down in abundance, and you start seeing more big head carp. Now, what's super unique about this Grand River, Neosho River, Spring River, Grand Lake system is that we don't have necessarily a source population that these fish are coming from. I mean, we've documented them for the past 20, 30, 40 years, yet we just haven't been able to get our hands on them.
Hae Kim explains the damage the bighead carp is causing to many lake systems.
Spoonbill or paddlefish, it's hard to quantify the economic, the social, and the cultural values that this fish possess for the people in that area. And the bighead carp is a direct competitor of the spoonbill or the paddlefish. A bigger problem is that as a filter feeder, a lot of these fish are consuming plankton. We always say carp possess the characteristics of a successful invader. So they can grow fast, they make a lot of babies, and they're just able to adapt and survive in whatever you throw at them.
Phelps explains how they are working with local anglers and using innovative data collection methods to restore the Grand Lake system.
There's multiple projects that are associated with what we're completing on the Grand Neosho system. And one component of that is to evaluate the current fish community, native species, with that being the predominant focus. And then also evaluating the relative abundance, location, et cetera, of the invasive carp. And so at least on the second part of that is that we have to capture these invasive carp. And that's where we're working with guides, particularly Brian Baker, to capture these fish, because we as fishery scientists have been very inefficient at capturing those species. So Brian has caught numerous. He's developed a super innovative method using live imaging sonar to be able to locate these fish and then capture individual fish. He's made one unique capture, and he caught a female big head carp that was 118 pounds, had in excess of 10 million eggs. And the coolest part is that according to everything that we've been able to uncover, this is the world record for rod and reel capture of a big head carp.
Their project also includes conservation education and outreach.
These conservation education meetings, it provides a platform for maybe the general person to develop a more comprehensive understanding of why conservation should be important to everyone. If we have healthy land, healthy water, healthy ecosystems, we have healthy people. That's the all-encompassing reason that we do conservation education and outreach.
They hope to continue their work and help make a positive impact on the Grand Lakes system. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.